Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Tuesday, December 10th, Kale and Company News Live. We have an update for you because we are hearing from officials. They have indeed issued a warrant for the arrest of a man for that deadly home invasion that took place on the Philadelphia's main line that we talked about yesterday. What a tragedy. The neighborhood still in shock. This happened in the Wynwood section of Lower Marion Township Sunday, and they've identified 42-year-old Kelvin Roberts, wanted for murder and burglary. He's charged with second-degree murder, robbery, conspiracy, and other related charges. He's ID'd as one of two men who were seen leaving the scene after a mother and son were shot inside their home. The son, identified as 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio, was found suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. They could not save his life. They rushed his mother, Bernadette Gaudio. She was conscious, but she was also shot multiple times. They rushed her to the hospital. She has undergone surgery at this point. She's still in critical condition, but this morning, the word is that she is expected to survive. So she's in critical but stable condition after all of the yesterday, a day of surgery to remove the, you know, the bullets from her body.
Yeah, I've heard of the Wynwood section, but I've never actually been there. Is that a pretty well off area?
Yes. So if you think about Lower Marion Township, if you think of Lankenau Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Past St. You know, so it's right, you know, I would say over the City Avenue.
Okay.
Which is why we used to call it City Line.
Is it kind of in that little wooded, it's kind of like a, I don't want to call it a tree line neighborhood, but you start to enter those.
This is a beautiful main line neighborhood, tree line streets, yep. Very quiet. And that, this sort of thing is not common there.
Right.
This is why the neighbors are just stunned. They're shocked. They say this is a lovely family who live there, and so it's just a real tragedy. Officers, part of this was that the mom, Bernadette, Mrs. Gaudio, she was able to call 911, and so and this was saying things, she had just been shot. So she was able to get through on that 911 call, and this really, from what I'm seeing here and from what I'm learning, the quick response of these officers saved at least her life. They could not save her son's life.
Wow.
But while the officers responded, they see the white Hyundai Azera driven by the suspect Roberts. That's taking off, and they started tracking the vehicle.
I believe they were actually covering this yesterday, as you reported it, mm-hmm. on television on the morning show on Fox. They were showing the images.
Network News.
Yeah, yeah. Of the vehicle.
Yeah, so it's unusual because it's Pennsylvania registration, and there's one of those little blue, sort of the picture of the wheelchair, the handicap,
mm-hmm.
and then it's 24963 PD. So it has that special plate,
right,
which is unusual. It's a white Hyundai Azera. So they're still looking for the suspect. They've identified him, and as far as Bernadette, they expect that she will pull through. Just a tragedy.
Good.
I don't know how much you want me to give, because we're going to talk about this, so I'll headline these stories for you. obviously major international news as authorities are retracing now the steps of the suspect in the United Healthcare CEO shooting, arrested, as we've already alluded to. If you haven't heard this morning, they arrested this suspect after he was spotted at a McDonald's, yes, here in Pennsylvania, at an Altoona McDonald's.
Very ironic, by the way, that, you know, as law and order has been restored in this country, and we have a law and order president again who happens to enjoy a Big Mac, that this scumbag was found at a McDonald's franchise.
Well, and I liked the fact that people were saying this McDonald's employee, what a hero, as well as a rookie cop.
Yeah.
Right, who responds.
Yeah.
So if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
What if they had said, I'm going to mind my business.
Right. And all Luigi was trying to do was enjoy a McRib for a limited time only, and then kaboom, the grift is over. You're going away, pal.
So if you haven't heard, if you're just waking up this morning, the authorities did file second-degree murder charges against 26-year-old Luigi Mangione in the death of New York City CEO Brian Thompson. It was his funeral yesterday, private funeral in Minnesota.
Second-degree murder?
I was just going to say that. Really?
It's second-degree, but
premeditated execution?
He's going to be, I'm assuming that what they're doing, because he's facing all of these other charges, carrying a gun without a license, forgery.
Yeah, a lot of aggravating
false
factors.
IDs. I think what they're trying to do is file some things so that to make sure, because he's well off, his family's well off.
Oh, that he can't get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't post anything for the lesser charges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to put something on that. This is just in my experience. I didn't talk to anybody about it, but I'm pretty sure that's usually what they're trying to do in a case like this where, you know, somebody could post bail or get a wealthy family member to get him out, that sort of thing.
Yep. By the way, his cousin is a Republican
delegate.
Yeah, from Maryland.
Yeah,
or
Maryland,
like
correct. Yep.
Yeah, so, and this is, we're learning more about him, and I think the mystery and the motive, the why. So I know we'll get into it. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro hosting leading that news conference last night and giving us some details, and we'll get more details today and talk about it. And then the other headline, of course, major breaking news that happened yesterday with Daniel Penny, United States Marine, found not guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the death of Jordan Neely.
Yep.
On a New York City subway car.
I have to say this. I wish that they would have caught this Luigi 3 days from now, just so we could all bask in the glory of our justice system after,
you know,
Daniel Penny.
That is a great point, because I feel like this kid has stolen 100%. The headlines from Penny.
It's 100%.
Yeah,
it's
great point.
It's on every news. So the Penny thing just kind of gets buried.
Yep.
All anybody wants to talk about is this case. And it's a shame, because when it's bad news like that, then all of a sudden it's wall-to-wall coverage.
Yep.
But good news for the good guy winning one.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to get overshadowed by this.
A year and a half of his life that he doesn't get back, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just glorify scumbags. That's what we do.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one thing I will say, first of all, I love to see that Daniel Penny and his attorneys went out for a drink, you know, and all the media was there and his attorney talked. But I will say this, those BLM protesters, even an outburst in the courtroom, openly literally threatening him, calling him homie. I would say this, that story is, and all of those BLM folks who were trying to raise a ruckus and raise funds off of it, nobody's paying attention to them either.
Well, I'll give them a little attention in the big take here, and then I'm going to let them know that the grift is over.
Well, we can't wait for the great big take. Just real quick here, the FBI now involved in this investigation with these clusters of drones in the sky over the past several weeks, northern New Jersey, South Jersey, and across the suburbs in the Philadelphia region as well, the Mayfair section, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I had somebody send me video from a Pico, like, substation out in the Lansdale, Montgomery County area.
I sent you one last night of one of our former radio colleagues within the company who lives out in Westchester. They're flying above his house.
Like, very concerning.
Yeah.
And we're hearing from the authorities that they don't know what
How
this
do
is.
They not know what it is? Yeah. We have all this technology. Right. How does nobody know?
Even Governor Phil Murphy had an event at a library.
Unbelievable.
And they asked him, and he said he had no explanation.
No explanation. Yeah, we have no idea.
We have McDonald's employees that can ID a murder suspect, and our paid elected officials can't figure out what the hell's hovering above us.
By the The more quiet they are, or the quieter they are, the more people are going to speculate.
Yes.
So just say what it is so people don't have to say, well, right. What is it?
Or else in the meantime...
Can we stop getting our news from Twitter?
Getting everything from social media.
Thank you.
The FBI confirmed they are investigating. And State Senator Doug Steinhardt, I had him on yesterday. He's talking to local media all over the place now.
Yeah.
He's pushing for legislation transparency, full investigation, wants mm-hmm. to know... What's going on? He's a state senator in New Jersey. Part of the issue is these are also in the area of Bedminster.
Yep.
Yes. And yeah. Well, it's one of four things, unless I'm missing a potential possibility or category. It's either a UFO. It's either government related. Mm. It's either like an Amazon Walmart corporation drone. Or it's a Mike Opelka just goofing around in his yard.
Yeah.
What else could it? It's one of those four, right?
It's got to be some government thing. It has to be.
Some of the law enforcement experts, as well as the state senator I talked to yesterday, they said that these are not your little hobby. I don't know how big Mike Opelka's is,
right.
But these are commercial grade drones, very large, some of them the size of a small airplane.
How do we know it's not some, foreign national?
We don't. I mean,
seriously,
we don't. They're going around PICO. They're going around infrastructure areas, secure areas, military type.
I hate to tell people, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer at 6:16 in the morning, but the next terrorist attack that happens is not going to be Muslim extremists flying planes into buildings. It's going to be something like this.
Yeah, advancements of technology, no doubt.
Let's get off our ass and let's discuss and let's mm-hmm. find out what this stuff is before it. It's too late.
I wholeheartedly agree.
I'm not saying that's what it is, but we should at least know.
Right.
So, many people echoing across our entire region what Greg Stocker just said. They're getting upset about it. They're saying, what is this?
And well, I said it best, so thank you.
Greg said it best.
Thank you.
The brand manager, boo-boo. You go.
We should get Opelka on at some point today if he's not doing a show around the country and just... pick his brain on drones, because I honestly know very little about them.
Yeah. He is doing a show, by the way. He has a new morning show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he does?
Well, I didn't want to. Yeah.
I get you. I'm
always the last to know.
You are.
Because I know very little about these things. I mean, I have no idea motives, what the size is. They always look super small to me. They look no bigger than a laptop anytime I've ever seen one flying around. So the fact that they could be the size of a small plane.
Yeah, these are large.
Is staggering.
They're the size of, they said, a small plane, a large SUV.
Wow.
These are not small little hobby things.
Okay.
So they're looking into it, and we'll continue to follow it. We want to get to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to finishing your holiday shopping. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are always available. josephanthony.com. Today, we're looking at 55 degrees, but again, that dense fog advisory. Be safe as you head in or stay home and watch us on YouTube and Kale & Company News Live, Big Take.
By the way, can I just say this? If you're buying the Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon gift cards, make sure you tell them where you heard it from, because I don't want to give other stations credit for this. Like, we move product, and I would just like people to realize that we move product.
Yeah.
So when you're buying these, and I know there was a few people in the YouTube chat that said that they had gotten these gift cards or gift certificates, make sure you tell them where you heard it from.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Thank you.
All right, there you go. 6:18, Tuesday morning, Big Take time.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Turn 7, Justice and Common Sense. Penny prevails after being prosecuted by Alvin Bragg's office and publicly persecuted for being a hero and a good Samaritan. Justice prevailed for Daniel Penny in a Manhattan courtroom on Monday. This was a case rooted in common sense, not race. The jury decided that Daniel Penny did nothing that would rise to the level of guilt, and the politically and socially motivated DA's office under Alvin Bragg's watch came up empty. In the second high-profile case emanating out of New York City, the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was identified and apprehended in Pennsylvania, and he has local ties to this listening area. It was a great day for heroes, whether that be the police officers and law enforcement who tracked down the killer of Brian Thompson, or for the jurors and the defense attorneys of Daniel Penny. And it is time for America to get back to allocating resources on the bad guys, not the good guys. It's time for the legal system to get it right. Because at the end of the day, none of the tabloid material matters. Nothing the grifters say should matter. None of the government employees should be waging social and political vendettas and wars on taxpayer dollars in the courts. And feelings do not matter. Facts do. But let's start with a deep dive on the Daniel Penny verdict. I told you in Monday morning's Big Take that Daniel Penny was going home and that it would likely happen on Monday. But truth be told, I don't think the jury even needed the weekend to consider the lesser charge. The moment those 12 jurors were deadlocked on the manslaughter charge on Friday, that was ultimately dropped before they adjourned for the weekend, I felt like Penny would not be found guilty on the lesser homicide charge. But you never can be too sure when talking about a city like New York. And as I said in Monday's Big Take, as I played the clip of the female BLM leader shouting over the weekend, this was all being done to set the stage and plant the seed for cries of racial injustice and protests, riots, property damage and destruction, and perhaps violence. Following Daniel Penny's acquittal, you knew what was coming. Fake outrage, all in an effort to play the victim card, get out a bunch of anger and frustration, and try to make it seem like someone was wronged here. Cue up the protests. Here was the report on Fox News. Listen and watch.
Hi, Harris. That's right. Protesters are pretty upset. There's a large crowd of them out here next to me. You can hear them rattling the police barricades, saying no justice, no peace. And what they're yelling now follows a series of threats that they hurled earlier as the defense walked in with their client, Daniel Penny, telling the defense team that Daniel Penny can have no peace here in New York if he's found not guilty on this lesser charge, criminally negligent homicide. And from what I can hear right now, they're repeating those threats. They are very angry. Harris, I also want to mention there were a couple people here this morning to support Daniel Penny, but the anti-Penny crowd far outweighs them, and they seem pretty upset. We're seeing police officers come out here in droves to try to keep the two groups separated for now. But I'm looking at our notes from the courtroom, and it seems like this is the first time we've seen some real emotion from Daniel Penny. His attorneys told me this morning that this trial has understandably taken a toll on him. He's been spending time with family and friends to try to stay calm. And our courtroom reporter telling me for the first time she sees him visibly smile, now hearing that jurors have decided he is not guilty of criminally negligent homicide.
So, no justice, no peace. Well, let's talk about the system that you claim is so rigged, shall we? Jordan Neely's a good guy, right? No. Jordan Neely was arrested 42 times. Let me repeat that. Jordan Neely was arrested 42 times. Maybe if you're outraged, you should look the New York DAs in the eyes and say to their faces that if you did your job, Jordan Neely would be alive today, because he'd either be in a prison or in a mental health treatment center, since he was a known drug user and abuser with a history of schizophrenia and other mental illnesses. The city of New York failed that guy, not Daniel Penny, not the justice system. 42 arrests. Should not have been on the street, should not have been in a subway in front of the citizens of New York. So let that marinate over your tiny brains. Jordan Neely's father, apparently a guy that had no involvement in his son's life for many, many years, now all of a sudden looking for an opportunity to capitalize on the death of his homeless, deceased son, and he had this to say. Listen and watch.
I just want to say, I miss my son. My son didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to go through this either. It hurts.
really, really hurts. What are we going to do, people? What's going to happen to us now? I had enough of this. The system is rigged.
I agree, Mr. Neely. The system is rigged. It was actually rigged in favor of Alvin Bragg's office in a progressive jurisdiction and jurors who are your peers. But you know what? Credit to them. They saw through this. And how about the father reemerging all of a sudden? That would be like the equivalent of not being involved in your kid's life. You then find out that he's in the NFL making $50 million a year, and you're all of a sudden showing up to make peace with your son. Give me a break. And why was Jordan Neely homeless if he had a father that now comes out as if his child was wronged? Why didn't you keep him off the subway, Dad, if he was a consistent threat to others? Remember, he was screaming that he was going to kill people, and he didn't care if he died, throwing his jacket around, creating a scene. Convenient how these things are left out of the media. BLM leader Hawk Newsom trying to act as if he's some sort of Gotham City Batman. He's now calling on vigilantes in the Big Apple. Listen and watch this.
It's like everybody else has vigilantes. We need some black vigilantes.
That's right.
People want to jump up and choke us and kill us for being loud. How about we do the same when they attempt to oppress us?
Right.
I'm tired.
Tired.
I know you're looking for us to be like, oh, go and march. Go and march. No. This weekend, I want you to hold a community event everywhere from the Bronx to Houston to Seattle to Florida. Black people, hold community events and talk about what you need.
Sounds like a threat to me. And where's Mayor Eric Adams at, right? This is your city. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley offering up his legal insight. And who is the most shocked by this outcome? Listen and watch this.
So I think that the most surprised person in that room may be Alvin Bragg. Because you have a jury that apparently couldn't agree on the more serious offense. But then they came back and they said, but we do agree that he's not guilty of the lesser offense. So it's not exactly how this was supposed to play out in his view. And you keep in mind that this is a jury that received an Allen charge. And so that's where the court says, go back and try again. It's a favorite charge of prosecutors because jurors often do then produce a compromise verdict, a conviction for the prosecutor.
But not in this case, because justice was served. And now we get to the second case and closure of another high-profile New York City tragedy as the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been detained. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania at a McDonald's on Monday. According to reports, get ready for this one, folks, he is self-described as anti-capitalist, Ivy League educated, and a climate change activist. Translation, he's got a mental illness and he hates America. Probably had a TikTok profile as well. Originally from Towson, Maryland, attended the University of Pennsylvania, right here in Philadelphia, and was a class valedictorian in 2016. Upon his arrest, he had another gun on him with a suppressor, as well as four fake IDs and a manifesto, amongst other things. He has also liked writings that were published about the Unabomber. Remember him? Theodore Kaczynski. He also has a huge digital footprint with his disdain for the healthcare system. And I wonder, speaking of a climate change activist, what do you think the climate change conversations are like in the joint? Luigi will have plenty of time to talk about that behind closed bars. And as I said yesterday, I told you his days were numbered. And what did we learn yesterday? The last 4 years, I want people to think about this. We were told how awful police are, how bad the court system is, and we've had to sit through the demonization and demoralization of police and defunding of our heroes. Well, yesterday, in two high-profile cases, the good guys got back on track as justice and common sense, which wasn't so common during the Biden administration of the last 4 years is about to be the norm once again. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
It is brought to you by Turn 7 Store Closing, Turn 7 Liquidations. They must liquidate and vacate immediately. Now through Christmas, 7-foot lit trees, values to $500, just $20. Disney, Barbie, crazy toy and gift blowouts, 3 for $5. But hurry, Turn 7, Philadelphia Mills, Turn 7 Liquidations. 855-839-1210. If you would like to join the conversation on either of the cases from yesterday, also on social media at 1210WPHT. And also let it rip in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. And while you're there, hit the like and subscribe buttons. Back after this on a Tuesday morning, Nick, Dawn, and Greg here on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
Yeah, make your first NBA bet a swish with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sports book. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. You can all do it live. It's super cool. It's super easy. It makes watching the NBA so much more fun, especially when the Sixers aren't having the best season. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or if it all has already tipped off. You can pick up a W whenever you want to. And now is the perfect time to get in the action. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. FanDuel.com/Greg, do it now. Have a ball betting with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA, and 1210WPHT, 21 and over, President PA. First online real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Just want to get some more thoughts in here on the Daniel Penny case from yesterday as that verdict came back of not guilty. And I think what's also important to note here is that there were, because, you know, this isn't, once again, BLM and all these activists and these grifters and these opportunists seeking to make threats and now, you know, try to, destroy another city. There were Black and Hispanic passengers on that subway holding Jordan Neely down. Okay, so this wasn't a bunch of white people that were afraid. There were people of all different ethnicities and races that were worried about their safety. There were also Black and Hispanic jurors on that jury that found Penny not guilty. This was not about race. And I also think at the end of the day, we need to remember that Daniel Penny, at 24 and a half years old, when that happened, when he entered that subway that day, Daniel Penny didn't board that subway with the intent to kill somebody, all right? New York City failed Jordan Neely. Jordan Neely's father failed Jordan Neely. And you had 42 arrests? How many people in this lifetime can truly say they've been arrested 42 times and are still free to go for a 43rd arrest, okay? So sometimes you F around and you find out. And look, I think we need more Daniel Pennies out there, especially in the fallout, Dawn, of the defund the police movement, where, by the way, there's not many law enforcement officials on these public transportation platforms. So it's fend for yourself in many cases, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the point, that those jurors are people who live in New York. They take the subway. They know what it's like to just see somebody come on and maybe they're, you know, grumbling and you think, oh God, am I going to be next?
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling, especially for women, of feeling intimidated. So they know what that's like. I think it was the fact that on last Friday that they were having a problem with some of the wording of the judge's instructions. That's why judge's instructions matter so much, but that it was reckless, that he recklessly ... did these things. And so I think they had over the weekend to think about it, because people were saying, well, if they couldn't come to an agreement on the bigger charge,
mm-hmm.
why did they then come back with a not guilty on the lesser? I just think as they had a lot of discussion Friday, then the judge dismisses that.
Mm-hmm.
Now they come back Monday morning after a week of deliberations, you know, just kind of push the reset button and think, no, this doesn't rise to the level of something that was reckless or purposeful or, you know, a criminal negligence like this. A criminally negligent homicide.
Yep.
It's not an involuntary type charge. You know what I mean? So I just think this jury was a common sense, real life, you know, real world jury who's not living in a bubble like a lot of the media.
Right. And look, I think when you're in that situation, again, use the test that they use in a lot of these cases. It's called the reasonable person standard. Put yourself in Daniel Penny's shoes or any other subway rider and ask yourself the question, is it reasonable to assume that a reasonable person would react in the same manner that Daniel Penny did? And I think it is, because what are you supposed to do? I mean, you talked about it, Dawn. You know, you're a female or a male or a family person or a group of people, and somebody gets on there and you know, oh boy, here we go again. So basically the precedent that would have been set if they found Penny guilty would have been what? Keep your head down and keep scrolling on your phone.
Yeah.
Don't pay attention to it. Okay. What a life, what a way to live your life, especially if you take that transportation 5 days a week to work. I'm sorry. I think what Penny did was admirable. And if Neely would have just given up, or if we weren't in the post defund the police movement where how long did it take for authorities to arrive, he also would have been alive. Because you know that if you're Penny, all of a sudden you look up and there's three cops staring at you saying, let him go, we'll take it from here. He releases the chokehold. He's alive today, and the cops are doing what they are trained and paid to do. But also keep in mind, Daniel Penny's a veteran. He's trained to handle situations like this, okay?
Bingo.
He can kill you with his bare hands. He don't need a firearm. Right?
And had just at that point, you know, think about it, United States Marine, but it's not like, oh, he went into the private sector after his service 10 years ago, 15 years ago. He was fresh from, you know, just leaving that post where you take an oath to protect and serve. And so that was his mindset. I will say one thing I will say is that even though he has been found not, you know, they found him not guilty, he's essentially been exonerated from these criminal charges. Keep in mind that Jordan Neely, who tragically, it's a tragedy that he died that day. Jordan Neely's family is suing Penny in a civil proceeding.
Mm-hmm.
So that proceeding will continue and presumably go through the courts for a year or two or whatnot. So we have that happening. I would just say this, that when I think about the fact that in New York City, they have what, more than 100,000 illegal, these non-citizens who've come there, they've received free hotels, they've received free food, free medical care, and free housing in the form of hotels or other places. I can only imagine what if, because we know that Jordan Neely, who tragically died that day, it is a tragedy, even though yes, was he threatening, according to the witnesses, and in at least dozens of other incidents? But they had recorded, and they were pleas for help for him to get the mental health and some physical medical issues that he had. And so if only New York City would have focused on spending some of their money and their dollars on this mentally ill young man, Jordan Neely.
Yep.
If only they would have given him the housing, the care. What are the illegal, the non-citizen folks who've come here? They're getting, what, $350, $500 car a week just for the food?
Why don't we focus on Americans first?
Right. What if, imagine if Jordan Neely, so I wish his family would sue the city of New York and say, you know what, while America sends billions to Ukraine and while New York spends, you know, hundreds of millions or whatever they're spending on illegal non-citizens, if only you had helped a mentally ill person who was crying out for help, maybe this tragedy would not have happened.
I agree. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. I should have asked you off the air. Sock, do we have time or we have to get out?
We have to break.
All right. Well, let's save Mangione for the next segment and then after the news as well, because this is the killer, the alleged killer of the United CEO, United Healthcare CEO, and we've we've got a lot of details about this guy's upbringing, his history on social media, and really what led and what caused something to snap in this guy's head to basically, you know, plot and execute a murder in almost a flawless fashion, and then how he ended up in Altoona, Pennsylvania yesterday at a local McDonald's.
Yeah.
We'll get to that story as we continue. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There is no greater time of the year to give back than the holiday season. And that's why my friends from Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're partnering once again with the Salvation Army for the Piazza Toy Drive. They do this every year. This is a wonderful feel-good event. Just visit any of the Pennsylvania or Delaware Piazza Premium showrooms through December 16th and donate a new unwrapped toy. Your support is going to make the holidays a little bit brighter for a local child. Just find the dealership nearest you online, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Thank you. Happy holidays. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
The alleged and now apprehended and identified killer of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, who was nabbed yesterday at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. A lot of different sources out there with great information, including The Sun. And The Sun reports that Mangione 26 was a well-educated, popular kid at a all-boys high school. That's the first mistake the parents made. $40,000 a year, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a lot for a college, much less for an all-boys high school. And they also say that this was the...
Right, Dawn? Sorry.
Well, Dawn, your boys are at an all-boys...
LaSalle College High School.
That's all boys?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, I don't think Dawn's boys are going to kill any healthcare CEOs. But I did not know that. So you learn something new every day. All right. So this kid was raised in the Towson, Maryland area. He was a valedictorian of his high school graduating class in 2016 from the Gilman School in Baltimore. $40,000 a year. He had, quote, a big circle of friends. He was, quote, super popular. And one of the former classmates said, "We went to the same school, but didn't really have the same friends. I'm really shocked by this whole thing," the former student said, who asked not to be identified, as he told The Sun. "I think he played soccer at this all-boys school. So being a good athlete got you social currency for sure." Also, apparently it was a, quote, fantastic education. And for, quote, "all of the money it was, it ought to have been, honestly."
Well, I mean, this gentleman was obviously an anti-capitalist, right?
Anti-capitalist and a climate nut.
So you wonder what all that Ivy League education and all that money that his parents spent on high school and where did he graduate from? UPenn?
University of Pennsylvania,
right here.
2020.
UPenn in the news a lot lately, just saying, for a lot of not desirable things.
Uh-huh.
His family issued a statement last night saying they're devastated by the news, saying, "Unfortunately, we cannot comment on news reports regarding Luigi, but we only know what we've read in the media." The family continued, "Our family is shocked and devastated by Luigi's arrest. We offer our prayers to the family of Brian Thompson, and we ask people to pray for all involved."
Bachelor of Science in 2020 in Engineering, Computer, and Information Science. That according to his LinkedIn profile. So this was a super, super smart kid, athletic. You've seen pictures, great shape, looked like he had the world by the you-know-what. Something goes kapooey. And again, I'm glad you bring it up because it's so easy to do. I kind of, you know, set it tongue-in-cheek in the big take.
Yeah.
But you have all these Ivy League little snot-nosed punks with all this ideology shoved down their throat, hate America, capitalism is evil, focus on climate. And what happens? You become an anti-Semite, you're chanting for Gaza. And next thing you know, you hate the healthcare system so much, as many of us do. The difference is most of us don't track down CEOs and then execute them as dawn comes on a Tuesday morning as a guy walks out of a hotel in Manhattan. And you look at this guy's background with engineering and computers and information science, and we're saying, well, how did he track? Yeah, now you know why. Smart guy, figured out not only where the CEO would be, but probably hacked into, and this is just a guess on my part. I have no evidence to back this up. Might have hacked into this guy's computer system, knew his schedule. I mean, he was basically out there waiting, right?
The schedule was public.
But you don't know publicly when he's going to walk out of the hotel door.
Well,
right?
You could probably figure that the guy...
he was waiting and lurking, right?
But it sounds like he was there, so he probably observed him the day before checking into his hotel.
Might have
but
been.
It's all public information.
It's just
brutal. As to when everything begins. And he normally, the CEO... Normally, he does have security when he's in Minnesota, but probably, I don't know, felt like he could be anonymous in Manhattan.
And now the fallout that I'm reading online yesterday on, I think it was CBSNews.com, these healthcare CEOs and the companies they work for are now scrubbing their website information because they don't want a copycat situation where some other deranged nutbag is tracking down the CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield and killing them in broad daylight. This is just an awful story.
Thompson on the YouTube chat says the first mistake was naming him Luigi.
Well, maybe that goes back to the family, the grandfather, who's, by the way, named Nicholas. The great-grandfather, Nicholas Mangione, was a first-generation American who built a real estate empire in Maryland. He owned the Turf Valley Resort and Hayfields Country Club, another place I could never afford.
Construction and, family.
Yeah.
They own a big construction company.
And WCBMAM.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is that a talk station?
680.
Do we know what the format is?
Did you listen to the first 2 minutes of the show this morning when
probably
I said
not.
That?
Okay. Well, I didn't know if it was like a KYW or if it was
no,
like
no, it's a talk station.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, odds are.
Remember, you asked if there was Kale, if they carried Kale and Company.
No, I said they carried Kale and Company.
Okay.
I didn't ask if they did. Okay. They should.
Okay. But they we still don't
back their payroll.
I mean, we're getting some information about this man. I guess he had written a manifesto, so he has, you know, so that has led them to look at the motivation here.
Yep.
But why this particular CEO?
Right.
You know, that's the bizarre. We still don't know the why. There are you know many healthcare companies, and I don't know. I just they're saying that this was a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack.
Oh yeah,
but they're not giving us all of the motivation as to why personally Brian Thompson.
I have the quotes from his manifesto.
Yeah.
Two excerpts. These parasites had it coming, and I do apologize for any strife and trauma, but it had to be done. No, it didn't have to be done.
So I saw something on the news that he had uploaded, or that he had scheduled things to be uploaded to his YouTube channel that said something to the effect of if you're seeing this, I've been caught or something like that.
Yeah, this guy definitely. I actually think he wanted to be caught. I think he wanted to be famous. And my rule of thumb usually after the initial wave of reacting and opining to the crime and the capture or the case or the court verdict or whatever it might be, never give this guy an ounce of oxygen again. Do not talk about Luigi Mangione.
If he's found guilty.
If found guilty, do not give this guy any credence. And I know a lot of people are anti-healthcare system, but Brian Thompson did not deserve to die.
That's ridiculous.
About the
innocent
wife
victim.
And the kids.
It's ridiculous.
Sons.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that we are even, our healthcare system has a lot of flaws in it, and there's stuff that makes you seething mad. But this extreme is just despicable. It's deplorable. Did I say that? And it didn't need to happen like this. And if you want change, you know, then we need to, as citizens, demand change, vote for change. But this is not the way to do it. And this guy is obviously there's a lot of telltales here. Like he was part of the anxious generation, and we have an interview coming up. Aaron Burnett did an interview with one of his former roommates, and he said he suffered from back pain. And he read all these books on the anxious generation. It's just another one of the Gen Z that is just so like, oh, the world, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh, TikTok, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, it's too much for me to process. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. All right. 855-839-1210, the number. We'll come back. We'll get to some news. And then a former New York Times and Washington Post reporter who's taken joy in the execution of the CEO is now apparently out of work, apparently too extreme even for a progressive media outlet. We'll get to that as we continue in hour two. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.